Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Newsgram. Today, I'd like to introduce you to a man that spent 35 years researching and writing a book about in-depth Bible study, and it is deep. We're going to get to some of his findings in a minute, but before all that, you might be wondering why it took so long. I mean, 35 years. Well, it was because of the murder.
I went to prison for killing a man that was robbing me. He robbed me with a gun. I killed him with a knife, and I went to prison. I didn't know gun.
Going through something as scary as that, and knowing you've got a tough road ahead, locked up, away from society, dealing with all the challenges of prison life, well, it can be a lot to handle. And that's when a lot of folks start leaning on their faith, looking for some guidance and comfort from something bigger than themselves, something like God.
I didn't know God, didn't know a thing about God, nothing. I read the Bible while I was in prison. I heard what people said, and I said, look, God, if you're half of what you say you are, if you're even a fraction of what you say you are, then you'll come right here, right now, to my jail cell. And he did.
A bold move, issuing an ultimatum to God, but when you're locked up, what else do you have to lose?
I couldn't believe what happened because I never knew God. And when this happened, it just like floored me. He anointed me in the spirit and he put a couple of angels with me to write this book called Legacy of the Melchizedek.
All right. Now that title requires a bit of an explanation. So I'm going to do the best I can here. The Melchizedek is not Jesus. He's a representative of a prefiguring of Jesus. He shows up suddenly, offers a gift of bread and wine, and gets a thank you from a guy named Abram, who later becomes Abraham. Now, we don't know much about him because he's mysterious. And for the sake of this episode, what's important to know is that he predates Jesus, and he helps us to understand some important things about Jesus and ultimately his priesthood or his service to mankind. Arthur's book takes us way back to the beginning and attempts to unravel all the mysteries about God the Creator.
So I write this book in prison. I did 33 years and 3 months in prison, and I wrote this book, and I brought back 300 pages of handwritten notes, and I finished it once I got out. I got up at 3 o'clock every morning and I worked on the book, and then I went to work, and in 35 years I completed it with extra biblical stuff that I needed. I couldn't get in prison out here. He delivered everything I could possibly need. And then now when he brings me out of prison, he delivered me the rest of it. And so I write this book called Legacy of the Melchizedek, which the church called Melchizedek, which is the priesthood of which Jesus is the high priest.
In his book, Arthur offers up a complete explanation of the plan of salvation for mankind. He explains evolution and revelations. And if you're curious, he says, yes, we are living in the end times. And to be even more specific, they will begin with the second financial crash, which is going to occur in about 5 years. But he starts out with a brief history of Israel.
First thing I started off with is a brief history of Israel, a divided nation, because it sets a pattern and the stage for everything that happens next beyond. That's where God begins. He starts to let himself be known to the world through Israel. That's why he did what he did with it. I want myself to be known through you to the world.
If you're someone with a deep knowledge of religion, or you even have an intense curiosity about all things biblical, this may be a book you want to look into. Something in it that I found very intriguing was a point he made about love. Love raises our personal vibration, and it's a good thing. We know love is important, and we're taught to love one another from a very early age, to forgive, and to live by the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These are the basics of being a good person, or you could say, the core of building righteous character. The kind of character that was taught by Jesus. Arthur explains why.
It is parent and child love between the father and the son that compels the son to carry forward this discipline of righteous character. The father and the son, the love between them is the Holy Spirit. It's not a he, it's a disposition or frame of mind. Okay? The bonding of parent and child love between the father and son is the Holy Spirit in this context. The Holy Spirit is the spirit or disposition of God. God is love. Did I not say I have loved you as the Father loved me? That's fatherly love. Love one another as I have loved you. That's John 15:12. I also said, if you blaspheme the Father or the Son, it can be forgiven. And that's at Mark 3:28-29. But blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, the love between the Father and Son, this shall never be forgiven. Thus, the Father and the Son must always hold the love they have for one another higher than their own selves. You follow me so far?
Yes, higher love. It's not just a song by Steve Winwood, or Whitney Houston for that matter. He says, one of the problems with our society is that we are drifting away from family values, and those values are the very things that are supposed to hold us together. He also says, the Holy Spirit has not been explained properly by mainstream religion. It's really the love between God and His Son Jesus, and that point is very important.
Because if love fails on a large scale, mankind will cease to exist. It's what preserves us. It keeps us from pulling the trigger on a big bomb. Get it?
You can't annihilate the ones you love, right? Well, or you shouldn't. Arthur talks about the virgin birth. He talks about technology. He explains baptism and why we do it in the name of Jesus. He details the first and the second advent of Jesus.
I explain every single mystery of the book completely so that people say, you sure right? Yeah, that's right. And I give them all the scriptures and I explain all the mysteries that nobody ever understood for thousands of years. So the angels that God put with me to do this book, they give me a direct revelation.
One of his goals in writing this book was to put the entire Bible in sync with no contradictions, which is a major sticking point of critics of the Bible. One of the biggest complaints of those who say the Bible is not a divine work is that there are contradictions in it. Contradictions, which Arthur says can be explained by mistranslation. So he made good use of the time that he had by doing some extensive translational work putting this book together, which clears up those errors in translation and resolves the contradictions that were caused by them. He also says the complete story of God the Creator has been held back until now, because now is the time for these things to be known.
I bought a lot of copies and sold them around the people I knew that I talked to them, and they were very interested in studying the Word of God. And I mentioned my book. Oh, you got one? Yeah. I had one guy pay me double what I asked for it. He's a constable that works here, and he's a deep Bible student. He said, that is an eye opener. I loved it. All the questions I'd always wondered about and the mysteries and how this whole thing works, it blew me away. You're right on point.
I realize that all of this can sound highly controversial, and you must have a lot of questions, so I'm going to leave it up to you. It is now your turn. If you want to learn more about Arthur Rutledge, I put some links to some of the other interviews that he's been featured on, full, longer, in-depth interviews, so you can hear about more of what he has to say. I also put some links to his website, legacyofthemelchizedek.com, in the show's notes. And that will do it for this edition of NewsGram from WebTalkRadio.com.